You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This is the last weekend for Art Prize in Grand Rapids. While more than 1,500 art pieces are on display, every year 100 or 200 entries selected for the competition never find a venue. That means they were accepted, but no one agreed to host the art. This year, Atlanta artist Nabil Moose's piece is one of those. Moose's sculpture, called Paradise Built on the Bones of the Slaughtered, has been called controversial. It's a series of poles in the shape of the Twin Towers that were destroyed in 9/11.
And the unique thing that I did in addition to that is that I took the Bible, the Quran, and the Torah, and I bolted them to these rods, torched them, and then I hung them on these towers.
The piece was originally slated to be shown in Grand Rapids City Hall, but just 12 days before the opening of Art Prize, City Hall turned it down. A few news sources implied that city officials thought it would be too contentious, but that hasn't been confirmed. What we do know is that the city was not fully informed about Moose's piece when it first considered it. Torching holy books has led to violence in the past. Probably the most notable example was in 2011, when 11 people were killed near a United Nations compound in Afghanistan in response to Florida pastor Terry Jones burning a Quran. Moose was born in Syria and immigrated to the U.S. with his family when he was about 12 years old. He says it's that kind of violence that spurred him to create the sculpture in the first place.
You know, and I remember from early on in my childhood, all three religions had significant influence on my life, and never really in a positive way. It was always some kind of conflict, some kind of war going on, people being killed, and everybody claiming to be worshiping the true God, and everybody else was worshiping the false God.
Moose says City Hall curators tried to find a new art prize space for his sculpture, but no other venue would take it. Some venues thought the work was too controversial, while others say they just didn't have enough room or time to set up the entry. Todd Herring is the creative director for Art Prize and also its director of communications. He says every venue has its own reasons for choosing or not choosing a work, but that's what makes the event unique.
You know, Art Prize is a place of freedom of expression, but it's also a place of freedom of expression for the venues, too. So the venues do have a right to say if they want a certain artwork in their space or not. And Art Prize can't step in and say, can't make a call or a direction one way or the other.
Herring argues there are still plenty of daring artworks in this year's competition. But Nabil Moose says excluding his work means Grand Rapids is missing out on an opportunity to talk about similarities in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism instead of differences. The work is meant to metaphorically burn away the details.
So really by reducing that book in size, we're taking away all of the insignificant things that are so irrelevant, and hopefully just holding on to the essence of what the books offer, and all three talk about love and forgiveness and acceptance.
You can see a picture of Nabil Moose's Paradise Built on the Bones of the Slaughtered on our website. Art Prize runs through Sunday. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.